You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. In Wisconsin, a man is in custody after a shocking incident during the first weekend of the deer hunting season. Authorities say that Chai Vang of St. Paul, Minnesota, shot and killed five people and wounded three others. Local sheriffs held a news conference earlier today, and they were joined by Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle.
This is an incredible tragedy. One in which a great family tradition like a deer hunt has turned into such a great loss for the families that are involved.
Minnesota Public Radio's Bob Kelleher was at the news conference, and he joins us now on the line. Bob Kelleher, what do we know about what actually happened?
Well, what we do apparently know is that the shooting suspect apparently had become lost in the woods, was deer hunting at the time, stumbled onto some private property where he shouldn't have been hunting, found a deer stand there, and climbed up into the stand to hunt. He was apparently spotted by one of a party of the people that hunt on that land. A person approached the suspect, asked him to leave. The suspect was leaving and apparently turned around with his rifle and opened fire on the other deer hunters.
Now, these were the victims, and you say they were hunting on the land. Who are they, and were they themselves armed?
Well, they're mostly an extended family. It's among the victims. One of the people who died is a 42-year-old man and his 20-year-old son. Another is a 27-year-old daughter of one of the others who was wounded. These are eight people of a party of about 15 that come to this property and hunt regularly every year on the same property. It's not clear whether they were armed at the time. Many of them were not armed. We learned that some of them responded to the shooting on their all-terrain vehicles. They had been told on the radio, on a two-way radio, that there had been an incident, come and help. So they came on all-terrain vehicles without guns, and two of them at least were shot off the all-terrain vehicle. So they weren't all armed, but there's also some indication that some of them might have had a chance or had returned fire.
Now, do we know if there was some angry exchange of words between Mr. Vang, the man who's been detained, and the victims before the shooting?
We don't know that. We don't know what might have been said after that first confrontation. The person who confronted Vang was seriously wounded, and I don't believe he's been able to talk to authorities. Many of the first people there were either killed or wounded, so the sheriff who was talking to us today wasn't able to fill that in yet. They'll have to investigate and try to figure that out.
How has this affected the towns among the lakes of northwest Wisconsin?
Well, people are just in shock. In hunting season, sometimes there's small confrontations. It's easy to cross a border. Sometimes people borrow a deer stand they shouldn't be in, and there's little disputes in the woods, but not with guns. This is senseless. According to Sawyer County Sheriff Jim Meyer, it doesn't make any sense. The shooter doesn't make any sense, and he can't even speculate on what was in the shooter's mind.
And, of course, the fact that this really was an extended family, I gather, would mean that the injury to that family was just horrible, what happened.
It has to be horrible. The family isn't prepared to talk to the media at this time.
Bob, thanks a lot for talking with us.
You bet, Robert.
It's reporter Bob Kelleher of Minnesota Public Radio.